KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have clear to partly cloudy skies here in Atlantic and 24 degrees after an overnight low of 23. And we look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with a high of 36. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and Dish Network. In local news, Republican presidential hopeful Rick Santorum spoke to a crowd of over four dozen people Sunday night here in Atlantic as part of his Faith, Family, and Freedom tour across the country. The former senator from Pennsylvania said he feels very good about his campaign in these last few weeks before the January 3rd Iowa caucuses and urged the party faithful to attend the caucus and vote for the candidate who will fight for America.
This is the most important election of your lifetime. The idea that, you know, this country is going to be free and safe and prosperous and your children and grandchildren are going to be fine, you know, no matter what you do, is just a lie. It's a lie. You got to fight for it. And you can't be experiencing what's going on in America and not know how critical this election is. And you guys are first. You fought for it. Lead. Step up. I'm talking 2 weeks. 2 weeks to get engaged as a citizen to change the future of your country. In my opinion, you have an obligation to do that. Even if you go out and you're not for me, fine. Go do it for somebody else, but do it.
National polls show him currently lagging, but Santorum, who spent 12 years as a U.S. senator from Pennsylvania and 4 years in the House, isn't letting them stop him from crisscrossing the state. Yesterday's appearance in Atlantic marked the second time he's been in the community. To date, he's attended 350 similar town hall meetings in Iowa. Santorum suggested that changes by the government in how businesses are taxed and regulated will spur economic growth in the country, but the economy will only be as strong as families are. He said the families will not end up poor if couples marry and wait to have children until they're married and their children graduate from high school.
Marriage is important for the economic and social stability of our country. Yet we have every politician, they refuse to talk about it. We're afraid, we're cowed into putting on the sidelines and we can't stand up. The only time we can talk about marriage is when we fight about redefining it.
Santorum wrote a book about a half a dozen years ago called It Takes a Family in response to Hillary Rodham Clinton's book It Takes a Village. He says he wrote it because he's passionate about families, but he's also passionate about limited government. And the two, he says, go hand in hand.
You can't have limited government if you don't have strong families. And you can't have limited government if you don't have people living good, decent, moral, and virtuous lives. Look at all the regulation and laws we're passing now. Dodd-Frank, why? Because people were living lives immorally, robbing, stealing, cheating. Almost everything we see we're regulating, where government just gets bigger and bigger. Why? Because they're trying to constrain bad behavior.
Santorum spoke to at a town hall meeting Sunday morning in Council Bluffs with a similar-sized crowd in attendance. News time is 7:09.
This is Mal Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in New Hampshire asking, would you rather pay for this Android-powered phone or get it free?
Get it for free.
Okay, well, you're right. And because right now, down at U.S. Cellular, you can switch and get any phone free.
That's good times, free phone.
Yeah, whether you talk, text, or surf, they've got the phone for you, and they're going to waive the activation fee.
Good to know. Well, I mean, my phone's so old, it has rotary dial.
Now at U.S. Cellular, switch and get any phone free in select markets, including the Android-powered HTC Desire. You'll enjoy the highest call quality and network satisfaction of any national carrier and be with the happiest customers in wireless.
Phone price after $100 mail-in rebate that comes as a MasterCard debit card. Data plan and new to your agreement required while supplies last. Other restrictions apply and vary by phone.
To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky at Rex Pharmacy. Are you ready to make the switch to U.S. Cellular and their award-winning customer service? Stop in and see us at Rex Pharmacy, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic.
Elsewhere in area news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a pickup reported stolen Sunday morning from the driveway of a rural residence in the county was recovered and returned to its owner. Authorities were notified just after 9 a.m. that a 1998 Isuzu Ombre pickup was missing, but by 1:30 p.m. the vehicle had been recovered. No arrests have been reported in connection with the incident, which remains under investigation. Police in Council Bluffs reported over the weekend they arrested a suspect in connection with a shooting that occurred during a home robbery shortly after midnight Saturday. The victim, 41-year-old Michael White of Council Bluffs, arrived at Jenny Edmondson Hospital Saturday a little before 1 a.m., suffering from a gunshot wound to the face. Officials said White was initially treated at Jenny before being transported to the Nebraska Medical Center for additional treatment, where he was last reported to be in fair condition. A suspect in the shooting, 25-year-old John R. Smith Munoz of Council Bluffs, was apprehended at around 7 a.m. Saturday. He's been charged with attempted murder and first-degree robbery. The incident occurred at White's home near Bonson Park in North Council Bluffs. According to Bluffs police, Smith Munoz allegedly took a Ruger C9 9mm handgun valued at $500 from White's house. It's not clear if that was the same weapon that was used in the shooting. The City of Atlantic Park and Recreation Department Board of Directors will hold a regularly scheduled meeting this evening at City Hall here in Atlantic. And during that 5:15 p.m. session, the board will discuss and possibly act on the sale of a Sunnyside Park propane tank, considering the trade-in of a commercial walk-behind mower for other needed equipment, and a six-month review of the Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring. In other business, the Atlantic Parks and Rec Board this evening will hear an update on a proposal pertaining to an Eagle Scout bench, a report on the recent Rotary raffle, and an update from the Schulberg Recreation Committee. News time is 7:12.
When you buy a camera from a big box store, you get a camera in a box. You don't get any information, education, or advice about using your camera. You just buy it, take it home, and wonder, now what do I do? At Rex Pharmacy, we consider buying a digital camera an important decision, and we'll take time to educate you on the features and applications of the models we carry. At Rex Pharmacy, we'll help you choose the right camera to do the things you want it to. We'll teach you to use it properly and make sure the camera is programmed and ready to start snapping. We want you to be able to capture those memories to last a lifetime. And here's a bonus for you. We'll give you 10% off camera accessories at the time of purchase. So don't just buy a camera in a box. Come to Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. Personalized service from people you can count on.
When you buy a Canon digital camera from Rex Pharmacy, you'll get the exclusive Canon Digic 3 image processor for superior image quality and vibrant colors and the Canon one-year limited warranty.
In our funeral announcements, Delmer Curley Peterson, age 85, of Avoca, died Thursday. Funeral services for Delmer Peterson will be today at 10 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Clara Hansen, age 99, formerly of Manila, died Tuesday in Florida. A massive Christian burial service for Clara Hansen will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Nadine K. Hansen, age 77, of Kimbleton, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Nadine Hansen will be today at 2 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Marvin Lee Slim Cumming, age 79, of Menlo, died Thursday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Marvin Slim Cumming will be on Tuesday, tomorrow at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Melford J. Shelley, age 84, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Melford Shelley will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Calvin Vernon Eddie Leaders, age 53, of Council Bluffs, died Friday. Funeral services for Calvin Eddie Leaders will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Minden United Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Mary Jane McKee, age 88, of Stewart, died Sunday. A funeral mass for Mary Jane McKee will be held Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Beulah Schultz, age 88, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Beulah Schultz will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Maxine C. Karspecken, age 92, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Maxine Karspecken are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters, batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.